Joined now by Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Cady on KNIA Carolass as the Panthers defeat Clark 86-19. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Boy, Coach, that was impressive, especially the start. I mean, you just literally took Clark out of anything and everything it wanted to do tonight.
Yeah, we had a good couple of days of practice that were much needed after our Monday-Tuesday games that I just didn't think we played very well in. And then sometimes you need a reset, and you just kind of try to figure out who you are as a team. And, the guys came out and they brought it from the jump tonight. You guys saw it. And Clark has, you know, two really good players and a bunch of guys that play hard. And so knowing that, and we'd already played them in the conference, so there weren't really any surprises. And so knowing that, the guys were able to, I think, focus in a little bit more on personnel. And when you bring it from the jump and play really good defense, and it leads to easy offense. And so we didn't really have to do much other than play defense to start it.
Held Ryan Dial to 8 points. That's got to be well below his average, and he just looked frustrated the whole game.
Yeah, he averages like 23 or 24 points a game or something like that. A unanimous first-team all-conference player in our conference. Great player, senior, tough kid. If they had more of him, they'd have a really nice team. And so he torched us in the first game. And so I said, you know, going into the game, hey, that guy's their main guy that can beat us. And if we're going to be as good of a team as we need to be and beat teams out of our conference that have other good players similar to that, we have to start, you know, with a player like that. And so the guys just really bought into it. And I know it was probably frustrating for him, but it was a complete, you know, credit to him and respect to him, the attention that we threw at him. I told him that after the game. And so we got nothing but respect for these guys. And, yeah, it's just – I just need our guys to play hard and be ready to play out-of-conference teams.
Nice to see number 14 get back in uniform and be out there. And, boy, it didn't take him long to make his presence known.
Yeah, Drake just gives us a spark, obviously, that we were missing a little bit of. And some speed, creativity, and vision, and some scoring and that type of a thing. And then, obviously, really good defense, in-your-face defense on the other end. And so, yeah, he was the spark that we kind of needed coming off of a few rough games without him. And so it was really good to get him back. The guys were super excited. And from the jump, he's a spark plug for us, even in the locker room. You know, he's just hyped up. And sometimes he played so much basketball, it's hard to understand what you really missed. And then when you can't do it, you really try to not, like, realize that you don't want to take it for granted. And so I think tonight he just really wanted to take advantage of the opportunity. He looked good. I wasn't sure how much he was going to play, but he proved me wrong a little bit. And so it was good.
I guess like a caged tiger, in this case a caged panther, ready to go. I mean, he's a pretty low-key guy, but so you said he was pretty hyped up before the game in the locker room.
Yeah, well, he finally got cleared, you know, got the clearance, and we kind of just said, hey, tell us what you think. And, you guys saw it. He was just, he was happy to be here. Here he comes right now.
I was impressed with the all-around defense of your guys. I mean, they just were in their shorts, not just Dial, but everybody on their team.
Yeah, and Tuesday night we came out and Cardinal made more threes than we did in the game, and I wasn't real happy about that. That doesn't really happen very often at all.
No, it does.
And so credit to Cardinal, but they came out and hit shots, and I wasn't real happy with our defensive intensity and energy that we had. And so just the last couple of days we really challenged them, and hopefully that can translate, you know, to games in the future. But for one, they did a really good job and played together, and I thought, you know, followed through.
Someone that really stood out to me, Tristan Stevenson, got three early fouls. A couple may have been cheapies, but he played with three fouls most of the game tonight and played well.
Yeah, and when, you know, you get out and start running and the score becomes not really close, I think the officials, you know, just tend to – you know, swallow the whistles for one team and you get a few on the other end, and that's just how it goes. It's happened on the other end for us plenty of times over the years. And so, I think he's a very, you know, aggressive and physical defender, probably, you know, one of the best we have. And so when he's trying to get up and play physical defense, it sometimes looks like more foul than it actually probably is. And so, he got some early foul trouble, but he is a 100% a glue guy for us. And he puts everything together for us offensively and defensively because he's getting rebounds. He's boxing out the other team's best rebounder. He's getting paint touches. He's swinging it around the perimeter, setting great screens for his teammates and just bringing the energy. And so, we love having him.
I noticed the officials a couple times were chatting with a couple of guys on each team. I didn't see what was going on, but was there kind of maybe some before the ball inbounded, maybe a little extra shoving?
Maybe. I don't know. I couldn't really tell. I don't think it was anything like anything bad or personal. I think the refs just saw that the game wasn't going to be super close, and they just said, hey, well, let's not make sure nothing gets to the point of being Bush League or anything like that. And I don't think either team was, and obviously they weren't happy with where they were in the game. And so that's what the team is going to do. That's what we would have done, and the situation was reversed. So
three on the road next week, starting with a their record may not indicate it, but this is a pretty feisty Newton team you're going to be facing Monday night.
Yeah, they're tough. They've got guards. They shoot it really well. They've got a good interior player, and they play really tough defense, and they know that they have to grind out every game in order to win in their conference. And so when you do that, you're prepared down there, Drake. You're prepared. Yeah, you just have to prepare to get their best effort, and they know that the wins are hard to come by in their conference. So when they play an out of conference team, they are definitely going to be ready to go. And they've besides last year, they've won a lot of games against us in the past. And so Coach Carter over there does a really good job, and I know he'll have them ready to go.
Important game for you, because do you look at this as a must win to maybe get your profile back in order after taking a couple losses to two other Little Hawkeye Conference teams?
Yeah, sometimes I'm probably too competitive or competitive to a fault a little bit, so they all feel like must wins for me. And there's just, we try to keep it the same each game. We prepare to try to play our best and do what we need to do to in order to win and play well. And so they all seem like must wins at this point, and it obviously impacts our postseason ranking and seeding and stuff like that. So, yeah, we got to be ready to go on Monday.
All right, well, the pregame activities, of course, Panthers versus Cancer. The boys, in some ways, play a supporting role with this, because this is mostly the girls' night. But you guys, you got your pink uniforms on tonight as well. The guys, go along with it, and they relish in knowing what this is about, more than a game, as I saw the social media posts earlier today.
Yeah, it's just a really good thing that kind of unites the community, and it puts into focus some of the big things in life that really matter, and the people around you and the support systems that you have and the tough things that people go through and adversity in life. Sports is the easiest hard thing that these guys are ever going to do, and so to shine a light and put a focus on things that are actually tough and actually difficult, and adversity in real life are important for these guys as they grow up to be fine young men that are going to have families of their own, and they're going to deal with stuff. And just to put that into perspective, that it's important, and there's a lot of people that are going through it, and to feel like we have a community that will support that. And obviously the proceeds go to they stay in Knoxville here, and so that's really good. Coach Wilkins and his family done a phenomenal job taking that over, and so I think everything really went well tonight.
All right, well, I'll leave Clayton to you on Monday. There's a big game in Miami I'm interested in watching.
Okay, sounds good.
I'll have an eye on the game, though.
Okay.
So, Bob, best luck to you, and tough week coming up next week, but try to go 3 for 3 next week.
All right, sounds good.
That's Joel Cady, Knoxville boys basketball coach. Panthers win it over Clark on Friday, 86-19. You're listening to the Knoxville Panthers, and we'll be back right after this on KNIA Cabela's.
This year, but are you ready for it? At